Al, we're 4 days away from Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So that means it's time to talk about Christmas-themed episodes or holiday-themed episodes. This is probably going to eventually become when we run out of Christmas-themed episodes of or Christmas-themed stuff to talk about.
Right, right. But for now, we're still in Christmas or Christmas-adjacent.
Christmas-adjacent, for sure. Yes, hello, welcome to this week's episode of the Seasonal Anime Checkup OVA. It's a podcast where we have conversations about video games, anime, and manga. Hello, I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc Allen, Lady M.
Hello.
This is episode 417, and it's time for Christmas. Time for our annual Christmas episode.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, all that.
All that. We're taking this back to some stuff we've previously talked about in our other podcast, Jared and Al Watch, and, you know, some stuff we've covered in other places as well, but, you know, they are holiday adjacent episodes, and we're gonna re-look at them, take mm-hmm. another look at them, take another gander at them. In the view of the holiday spirit, we're taking a look at the first two Love Live Christmas adjacent episodes, because one of them technically is not a Christmas episode, but, you know.
You know.
It is what it is. There are other ones. There is, like, at least there's a Superstar Christmas episode. There's a Nijigasaki New Year's episode. We'll save those for another time.
Mm-hmm.
Or if there's also more that come later on, we'll have, you know, we can throw those out there as well. So just makes things easier on us, for sure. But yes, we are looking at the holiday adjacent episodes from the original Love Live! Squaddle Project and Love Live! Sunshine, both episodes. It is both season 2 episode number 9 of each series, which is a funny coincidence.
That is funny, actually.
Yes, you know, when you got to get into the holiday spirit, you go to season 2 episode number 9 for these first two series, of course.
Heck yeah.
I think the funny thing about this is that so obviously the OG Love Live episode Melody of the Heart, the reason we are looking at this is because this is the episode they perform Snow Halation in.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is not actually a Christmas episode. It's just, hey, there's a snowstorm happening. So I guess it would be like near the time, you could say, for sure.
Right.
But the song has become so iconic and so just basically something that people play around.
It's associated
this time
with Christmas now.
That's the word I was thinking of. Associated with Christmas and everything, that essentially you can kind of look at this as a Christmas episode, despite the fact that there is no mention of the word or anything whatsoever in this episode at all.
Right, right, right.
But I mean,
I was joking. Like, the people would like put this on the like Walmart display TVs and stuff like that during Christmas. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's a thing.
Like I was saying, the funny thing about this episode, though,
mm-hmm.
it originally aired when it first came out in June.
Hilarious.
You know, as close to winter as possible. But yeah, the episode itself is kind of like nothing to write home about. It's almost comical in a way.
It really is.
With the way that, like, there's a near blizzard that happens at one point, and then immediately it's like, oh, here's the path is cleared for you to run to your pals. Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, really the only reason we are looking at this episode is because, like I said, Snow Halation is in this episode. This Snow Halation, if you don't know, you've probably heard it at some point before, even if you don't know what it is, or you've seen it in a meme somewhere, or you've seen like the September version of Snow Halation,
which actually is really good
version of Snow Halation. This is the most famous Love Live song,
period,
from the entire franchise, period, point blank. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is the one song that if you ever like heard anything about Love Live, or like you just know about the series from just name value alone, you probably know this song.
Mm-hmm.
And understandably so. Like, it's just, there's something about it that, you know, is catchy. The performance, even like in the anime, and also, I guess, I think they did an MV of it as well. It is striking in a way, and it just like, it's just, there's just something about it that makes you like just get excited in a way that, you know, not every Muse song is going to get you in the same way as this does, per se.
Mm-hmm.
I think as well, it is also benefited as well from like the live performances of it, where like You know, if you're watching the episode or in the MV of it, like there is like they performed like the first half of the song and then it cuts into the second half and then the stage changes to orange,
yes,
which is a very cool and striking image and everything. And it's a very hype moment and all that sort of stuff. And that basically transcended into when they would do live performances of it where the crowd would like change all their pen lights to orange when this part of the song would come up. And it's such a very cool visual, you know, no matter how many times you see it performed live and everything, like, I remember watching Love Life Fest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was very prominent as well because, you know, it was the 9th anniversary of Love Live and everything. But it was like the first time Muse was coming back after their final live in 2016. And, you know, when they performed this song, everyone was like super ecstatic. And when they got to that part, everyone was like losing their minds. It was such a just a cool thing to see and witness. Very neato Frito of them.
Me.
And they've also like, do you know the latest performance of this was in October?
Really?
And for the Love Live Asia tour.
Ah.
That some of the members of Muse were on.
I see.
So it was performed in China.
Oh. Interesting. Who all was there?
Maybe it was Shanghai, because that's who Muse was there for. It was Honk, Kotori, and Maki for the Muse representatives. And then I guess they're also going to be in Yokohama in February, so they'll probably perform it there as well.
That's not a lot of them to do the whole thing.
No, but again, it's like, it's probably hard to get everyone together again. I mean, like,
oh, no,
the Aqua fair. The Aqua representation for this tour is just YYY.
Right.
And, like, the Niji representation is, like, three people. Like, the only, like, full groups you're getting is Liella and the Hasuna Sora girls.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah. But anyways. Snow Halation's good. Like I said, it's, you know, it is the Love Live song. It makes this episode better because, like, you know, it is, you're building up to, like, obviously there's a lot of drama and silly drama throughout.
That's,
but
so
like,
silly.
It builds up to this song in particular, and it's like, okay, well, I guess all their hard work was worth it because you get this song, and this is the song that basically propels them to the Love Live finals, that lets them beat Arise and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're going to have a song that does that to, like, showcase the passing of the torch from Arise to Muse in the canon of Love Live, like, what better song than this, essentially?
Right.
So, it's not a Christmas episode. Let's be real.
It's not a Christmas episode.
A Christmas episode, but
the feeling
is there. It is an iconic episode for, you know, a song and a song alone, but like, when you have a song that transcends your series and, like, essentially just becomes associated with this particular point in time or important point in, like, a year and everything, like, that's kind of all that matters, really. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what you want to have happen from, like, anything you have, essentially. It's for it to transcend whatever you're doing. Escape the bubble that, you know, you're originally in, essentially.
Right.
Get that mass market appeal.
Right.
And that's what Snow Halation does.
I just always think of the memes.
It is not... It's very easy to think about the memes. You're not wrong.
It's like where my brain goes every single time.
I mean, you're... Yeah, like that September version of Snow Halation is very good.
It's very good. I mean, like...
It's very good.
Not even joking here. Like, it's really good. I might actually like it better than the actual Snow Halation.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. But yeah, I mean, the song's been in everything,
mm-hmm.
game-wise as well. It was in all the games, so it has all that representation. And it is wild to think that, like, this was just the second Muse single.
That's bonkers.
Like, Tomorrow when this episode comes out tomorrow, will be the 14th anniversary of this single coming out.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Came out on December 22nd, 2010. Back before anyone knew if this franchise was going to mean anything. Mm-hmm. Back before like there was an anime or anything. It was just like, we got anime girls singing songs, I guess. I don't know. They'll do performances.
Ooh.
Maybe this will become a thing. And now it's the song for the franchise, essentially.
Right, right.
It's wild. Snowhalation. Snowhalation, Christmas song, episode, not really.
Not really. It's so funny how goofy this episode is with them like being so dramatic about walking in the snow. Mm-hmm. And then it just like stops immediately. And they're like, wow, where have you been?
I do love the idea of just like they are walking the path from the front of the school to the stairs, which is probably like, you know, 50 feet.
Mm-hmm.
If that.
If that.
And like, all of their classmates are out shoveling snow ahead of them and everything. And like, I just like the idea of like them watching them do it, like have their, like their struggle walk. And they're just like watching them like, what are they doing? What is going on with them?
I've got like super glued skirts.
They got some really good skirt technology, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
The wind will not defy these skirt physics. They defeated the wind.
Good for them, honestly.
Good for them. Congratulations.
Was that clapping?
That was me clapping.
Neat.
But yeah, I mean, if you want to watch this at the holidays, why not? It's got snowhalation in it. That's the only reason you would.
That's the only reason. Yeah.
And it's there's a snowstorm that happens in it, so you can also feel like you're cold and it's snowy outside. So.
Yeah, and everybody just wants the other people to get ready already.
Yeah. Also, I think it's funny that like this is like early Love Live competition where like if there was like a snowstorm like this happening, like they would just postpone this event happening.
Correct.
They would just be like, you gotta perform. You're already here. But I mean, hey, the snow obviously is a big proponent of snowhalation in the performance because it is snowing during the performance, and that is a thing that makes it a better performance.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, can you imagine snowhalation with no snow?
Right. It would just be like, whatever. I mean, this is a performance, like we said, like that has become so iconic that like they kind of tried to do it again in Superstar.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, and I don't blame them for trying to do it. Like, hey.
No, that's fair.
There's a reason this is an iconic performance, of course. But yeah, that is that's the Love Live OG. You had some fun with your subtitles. That was the only thing I remember.
You're calling Honk Hanukkah.
Honk honk.
So, you know, it's you know, the same region of holidays, Hanukkah.
It's true.
So that was pretty good. My Crunchy defaulted to the dub, but I had on like closed captioning, so the closed captioning was funky. It was a lot of fun. Hanukkah was the funniest part, though.
She's ready for the season for the holidays.
She's ready for the holidays.
Changed her name.
They're all just yelling at Hanukkah. I was like, "What did Hanukkah do?"
Oh boy. All right, well, that's Love Live! School Idol Project. Let's move on to Love Live! Sunshine. We had two episodes we could choose from here, but we chose the second half of the Hakodate arc, which is episode number 9, Awaken the Power,
mm-hmm.
Because that's when it becomes a Christmas episode, essentially.
Correct. It's a Christmas event.
Yes. This aired in December, so it's a little bit more closer to the time you had won. But yeah, that, like I said, this is way more in line with it being a Christmas episode because, like you said, they perform at a Christmas event, which means that Christmas is just around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
The word Christmas is used a lot. The song is a Christmas gift. So we have full on Christmas confirmation here. But it is interesting that like the song they choose here, Awaken the Power, which is, you know, the first big St. Aqua Snow song that is performed in the canon and everything, it's not really a Christmas song. It's not something you like. It's the inverse of Snowhalation, where like you don't really associate it with Christmas or anything. You're just like, this song's really good and everything, but it's not like I listen to it and think like, ah, yes,
Christmas.
But I guess that's also a thing of like, you know, Aqua has Christmas music that they've made.
Mm-hmm.
That is way more in line with like making you think of Christmas. So like, I guess that also is a thing. But yeah, it's interesting that these two episodes that we're watching are kind of the inverse of each other.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we get a lot of Christmas stuff here. Al sympathy cried a lot through this episode.
Man,
as she does.
It's what I do.
What she does.
I've watched this so many times and still it gets me.
It's a good episode.
It's a very good episode.
We've had a lot of thoughts about this episode through the years, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have a book you can read that will go into more detail about this episode and the Hakodate episode, which I think Al wrote the chapter on the Hakodate episode.
I did.
So like, you know, there's more extended thoughts that we can get into the book and everything. You know, we've talked about it on the Jared and Al Watch podcast and all that. So, there's not a whole lot new we could really probably bring to this, but I like this episode is just good because like it is the first years really kind of coming into their own, showing that like they can do things on their own. Chica's obviously just like, okay, well they're able to do what they want, do things by themselves. Like, that's great. That proves to us that like, you know, we don't have to worry about them with the third years graduating and all that sort of stuff. Like, she's like a-okay with them leaving and just like staying there. She's like, oh, they'll be fine, whatever. Mm-hmm. They got this, those little rascals. While Daya is having a meltdown,
a complete and utter meltdown, and Kana just freaking poking her, like, that's so rude.
So good.
Kana, what are you doing?
Being
the villain.
But like, it's very interesting that like, you know, we have four first years who are kind of like weird social anxiety kids,
yeah,
who are now all coming together to like befriend each other and like make a song together and everything. Like all that stuff's very good and everything. Good old Rube showing she can lead the first years. Like, this is the first real iteration of like her stepping out and like kind of showing that she can be like someone who can, you know, get things done and things. She finds her courage in these episodes, essentially.
Yes,
you know, that,
yes,
that's something that we see more of when like we get through the end of the season and everything. We get to
especially the movie.
Yeah. All that stuff's very good. And like, it's interesting as well when you contextualize this episode and the fact that like this is coming off of Aqua losing the school, because that episode is two episodes before this.
Mm-hmm.
The episode prior to this is Saint Snow losing at the Love Life prelims. So it's like Aqua is already through to the finals and everything, so they have that, but like they've already lost the school and everything. So we have two groups who are like trying to sift through these weird feelings of loss, essentially, and how do we deal with that. And you know, we have these first years coming together of all things to kind of get everyone's spirits back up and like get everyone back together and like get motivated again and all that sort of stuff. It's a very interesting dichotomy compared to like what you would really expect from the series, where like, or like any of the series really, where it'd be like, you know, the leaders are going to step in and like, all right, here's what we're going to do and everything, here's how we're going to get back on track and all that sort of stuff. And it's like, nah, here's the futures of these groups.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the future of one group and the future of a non-group yet, coming together and be like, nah, this is what we're going to do. And, you know, we're going to come together. We're going to do this thing. Obviously, we're doing the same for our sisters in terms of what Ruby and Leah are doing. But at the same time, you know, they combine both groups together and everything. And it's a way to turn these two negatives that they've both experienced in vastly different ways, of course, into a positive and like make everyone feel better going forward. Love Life Sunshine's good.
Love Life Sunshine is so good. I legitimately like This is like my top two animes of all time. What a good anime. What a good show. What a good characters. Like, this entire thing is just such a good arc for those first years. And it's also a good bonding. And something as funny as, like you pointed out, Leah was like hiding behind Ruby, who is like the least intimidating person in that entire room. But like she trusts Ruby, and you know, that's part of the growth of this. And I how many times did I cry in this episode? Like three, maybe?
Probably. Love the sympathy cry.
The song isn't even Weaken
I know, I know.
the Power isn't
You were like, why am I doing this?
a song that should make you cry. I was full on crying, and I've seen Awaken the Power like 10,000 times. I listened to Awaken the Power all the time, and yet I was crying like a baby.
I mean, obviously, it's going to be a little bit more emotional when you contextualize it within the context of the event or the event, the episode, and everything, instead of just like listening to it like by yourself as a singular entity.
True.
But you know, it is also you, so.
It is also me. And I love my girls.
You do.
Love my girls. Wearing my Ruby socks right now, by
I'm shocked by this.
the way.
Ugh.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, what a good way to spend Christmas. So they almost got ran over by a train at one point.
Yeah, there were, I don't know how they're just in the middle of the road.
Yeah. I think again it's interesting that like you could look at this song and like just the way like the setting of it and everything. There it's winter time. You're in Hakodate, which is like covered in snow, obviously, because you know, they get winter more. And this is the series that, you know, is coming right off of the heels of Love Life! School Idol Project, where you could have easily seen that they could have been like, all right, let's just do Snowhalation again, like that type of deal. And they, I feel like there are kind of like hints at it in terms of like how like, you know, they light things up and everything, but it is very much them doing their own thing, which I think is a very smart thing. Like if they had just done Snowhalation 2.0, I don't think this would have worked as well as it does. You know, it being its own thing by itself. Plus, Awaken the Power is good.
Okay, the power is so good.
And it's like, I love the way the
So
they shoot
good.
it. The cinematography of it is so good and fun. And like,
It's beautiful.
you know, that translates obviously into the performances and everything. It is very good.
I just has nothing to do with anything really, but I love that the way that the costumes are animated in this episode, like they've got a particular like shine to the different styles, and it's just beautiful. It's so pretty to look at.
And they're like, I feel like they're very good in like in person as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they translated really well.
Of course, if you're wondering, the last time that Awaken the Power was performed,
I am wondering.
March of this year,
Oh, okay,
at the
that's
big unit performances they did.
right.
They performed it on day two, Awaken the Power, with all the gals.
That's incredible.
Well, most of the gals. There were some gals that weren't there.
Who wasn't there?
Well, it was, I think it was just Niji gals that weren't there. Oh, also,
Oh.
King wasn't there because she was out with health issues.
Yes, correct. Correct.
So she was missing, but like, yeah, everyone else was there. In terms of Aqua and Saint Snow.
Love this song. I love this
So good.
arc. I love this arc.
It's such a good arc as well.
So good.
I think the funny thing is that like you get this very good arc, and then the next episode it's like, what if we all got high
Yeah.
and drove in, and Mari drove us around in the sky?
Wild transition.
What a wild transition. And then you get to like the final episodes. But yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, way more of a Christmas episode than the previous episode, but a song that is way less of a Christmas song than the previous episode.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, if we mix it together, it makes for the perfect Christmas episode of our podcast.
It's true.
Yeah. See, I brought it around. We're all good.
That's how we make this work, of course. Big, big, long brains over here.
Woo!
Got all that brain power.
Yeah, look at us flexing that brain.
How do you flex a brain?
I don't know.
Your skull just starts bulging. You're like, what? Hang on.
Wait a minute.
Hang on a second. But yeah, that's Christmas, I think. We have Christmas. You can watch these episodes at your own leisure and be like, wow, these two episodes make up one Christmas episode if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this works. Thumbs up. Yeah. Hopefully everyone has happy holidays, whatever they're celebrating. If they're not celebrating anything, have good days. Just have good.
Yeah. Just good.
In a world that is full of bleakness and terrible things, have some good. Just enjoy some things. Go out and enjoy things. Or go inside and enjoy things. Enjoy things.
Have a snack.
Have a good time. Have a snack. Do things that make you happy. That's our motto here.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's going to do it for us this week. So if you'd like more from us, head on over to seasonalanimecheckup.com or sacc.cool where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Jared and Al Watch. You can also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from AnnLadium, go to AnnLadium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. Follow us on Blue Sky at seasonalanimecheckup.com. You could buy our books, One Shiny Moment, A Critical Analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, and Hot Tubs and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. And explore us on Patreon, patreon.com/SACOVA. Buy us a slice of pizza, get access to unedited versions of the podcast early. Our monthly exclusive Patreon podcast, which we'll have an episode up at some point before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be watching another Christmas-themed thing. So if you want more Christmas, that's where you're going to get it. Oops All Christmas.
Woo! Oops All Christmas.
Oops All Christmas. We also got a bunch of other bonus stuff on the Patreon as well. Next week, it's the final episode of 2024.
That's disgusting.
And you know what that means, of course.
I do.
It's time to determine a game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be talking about our lists. We'll got our supplemental awards. We'll have a new entry into the Seasonal Anime Checkup Hall of Fame. And we'll be diving into our top games of 2024. See what makes the cut.
Mm-hmm.
See how similar our lists are.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how our lists either align or do not align. Because sometimes they align pretty closely and sometimes it's pretty wild off. So,
yeah.
And this has been an interesting year.
Mm-hmm. I believe both of us have tentative lists done.
Correct.
We have to eventually finalize and write out our stuff. But, you know, we got, like, as we're recording this, so like a week and a half to do that. So,
right.
We got time. But, yes, I believe you are doing a 7 this year.
No, I have 10 now.
Al is doing a 10 as well.
Mm-hmm. I have 10 again.
I feel like this is just becoming Al's just getting bullied into doing 10 each year now. 7 is no longer my friend. Now 10 is my best friend. Friendship ended with 7.
I blame the fact that good games come out.
That do be happening.
Because I had it at 8 for a while, and then I realized, like, oh, I have 2 games that I think could slot in as 9 mm-hmm. and 10, so...
There you go. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
And then eventually you'll get, you know, used to doing 10. And you'll be like, oh, God, I got to whittle this down to 10.
10?
No.
No.
But yeah, you'll find out our games of the year next week and other games we thought were good and some awards that we'll give out that will feature good and maybe not so good games. And a new Hall of Fame inductee. So look forward to all that next week. And as we'll take a look at some good games and say goodbye to 2024.
Mm-hmm. Good riddance.